Yeah, I don't know if I actually have a presentation also, but maybe if it's only 4 minutes, so I don't show you slides for you. So I'm an engineer, I'm also an entrepreneur, and I'm a father. And I had 300 programmers in my company, only three of them were women. None of them were on a senior level or architect. So I haven't seen, basically, I have seen zero women in highly paid IT positions. The reason is very simple. The reason why we can't hire ladies into those positions is that the skill is, how to say, not on the same level with the boys or gentlemen. The problem comes from childhood. The experience what girls have with technology is already in the age of 8. It's more than 1.5 years behind on the same age boys. My daughter, I forced her to go to the robotics because I'm an engineer. She was, there was 2 girls and 30 boys in that group. I think it's the same in all countries. Like, they'll have like 1 girl and 10 boys. And the amount of seats in that group was reduced, so from 32 to 16. And she, together with the other girl, was kicked out. I refused to acknowledge that their skills were not enough like for this group. So I went to speak with Estonian politicians, Ministry of Education, etc. And they said to me, look at the statistics. If there is 10 boys and 1 girl, it shows that girls are not interested in technology. I spoke with my wife. We accepted this challenge and we started an NGO. Fully financed by ourselves. We studied like different science papers about STEM education, etc. And we started to practice and analyze how to get more girls to be interested in technology. And we solved the problem. So it's quite simple, to be honest. First of all, you have to remove the boys from the room. It has to be girls only. You're laughing, but later we will send you the presentation with numbers, so you see we have scientifically proven that now. You have to remove the boys. You have to remove the competition. You have to keep achievement. So, for example, if you give them a task, build me a robot that drives 3 meters below 10 seconds. It doesn't mean that, like, if it's 9 seconds or 3 seconds, it's still good. It has to be below 10. And you will see a huge change. So we started with, like, a small scientific group from our own village. Now we have thousands of girls participating. And in the age group of 8 up to 12 in Estonia, more girls are participating in robotics and programming than boys. So we have now turned the needle. We also continue to work with the elder age group before they do the career choice. We give them like deep dive understanding what is software engineering, what is electronics, etc. And again, like we remove the boys. The boys needs to be removed because it's not interesting to play tennis with somebody that if you held the racket first time, but your opponent already has played 1.5 or 2 years. It's not an even sport. It doesn't work. But if you do these kind of small changes, and if you make it available like easily in your country, the parents are highly interested. We have thousands of girls in the waiting list to get access to the school. The parents are giving the lessons. The local teachers are giving the lessons. We sent them all the materials, we sent them drones, we sent them robots, etc. So it's a shared logistic model. So the same robots go to different schools. This way you can like cut the cost down to the very like reasonable levels. And at the end of the day, I can like assure you it works. So if you're more interested, we are like happy to share our learnings. But what we achieved is that with the quite some simple reforms now, we hope that we have more and more women choosing IT as a profession. And statistical numbers and et cetera, you can read from the slides, which we can share afterwards. Thank you.